Now we come at verse 13 to the road to Emmaus. This is a very interesting road, by the way, that we are on. We hear a great deal about on the Jericho Road. I don't know, the Jericho Road's where you fall among thieves, but the road to Emmaus is the road where these men met the resurrected Christ. I think I'll take the Emmaus Road, if you don't mind. You'll notice how our Lord dealt with these men now as we look at this incident. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. I don't know exactly how long that would be. There's been some question about it, just how far it was, a little over 0.5 mile, maybe more than that, probably 10 miles, 5 miles. I'll let the others argue that point. I personally think it probably was about 5 to 10 miles. Now, will you notice, and they talked together of all these things which had happened, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? He joins them on the Emmaus Road, these men that were disciples, and they were talking about the resurrection. They hadn't seen him, and candidly, they didn't believe it, and they would never believe that the one that had joined them could be the resurrected Christ. To begin with, they weren't looking for him at all. Now, will you notice, as they walked along, he raises this question, and the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Now, this man, Cleopas, and this incident that Dr. Luke gives us, reveals a sidelight that you would not get anywhere else. And that is that the arrest of Jesus, his crucifixion, and now his purported resurrection from the dead had stirred Jerusalem. And these men just couldn't believe that there was anyone in the area that didn't know about it. It would be, I'm sure, like you would be walking down the street in your town or your community or wherever you live, and you'd meet a man that was a stranger, and you were with a friend, and you all were discussing about the trip that was made to the moon. And this man said, You mean to tell me somebody's been to the moon? And you all would say yes, and said, Well, of all things, would you tell me about it? And you would naturally react, You mean to tell me that you live in this day and generation and don't know that a man's been to the moon? You see, friends, this thing just seemed unbelievable that there could be anybody that didn't know what had happened. And it reveals that when Paul said this thing was not done in a corner, that is, that Jesus died and rose again, friends, it was pretty much common knowledge in that day. This was not something that was hushed up or done under a corner. It was like a city set on a hill, a candle that's set on a candlestick. It sure lighted up. Now let me read verse 19. And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet. You notice what they said, he was a prophet? They thought he was dead too. Did they believe he was back from the dead? They did not. Which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Now they give a witness to the death of Christ. Now notice, at that point their faith went down, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. In other words, these men now are saying, Well, we had hoped he would be the prophet. But it's too late now. He's been crucified. He's dead. They didn't have very much faith in what this prophet had said. You may be sure of that. Then verse 22, "Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive." And these men, in turn, didn't believe the women either. They didn't believe that the tomb was empty. You can see the unbelief there was in the resurrection at this time. Now, again, there's a little hope and a little light breaks in on these men's thinking. Verse 24, "And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said." And then their faith went up, and it just ballooned up, and then somebody put a pin in the balloon. "But him they saw not." Well, what had happened? The body had been taken away. Something had happened. They were not prepared to explain what it was. And the fact remained, no one had seen him.